It is September 7. Yesterday, Russian forces launched a ballistic missile strike on the city of Konstantinivka, which is located just a few miles from the front line in the Donetsk region of Ukraine. 17 people lost their lives in this tragic event, shoppers and sellers at the local market, while dozens more were injured. I have a deep familiarity with this market. I visited it many times after the start of a full-scale Russian invasion, when my unit was stationed on the Bakhmut front. Konstantinivka was the closest town to our positions. We went there to buy food. They sold the best kebabs in the world and really sweet local apples. We also bought their spare parts for our vehicles, warm socks and everything else needed for war. For several years now, Konstantinivka has been a town on the front line after their initial, albeit limited, invasion of Ukraine in 2014, the Russians briefly captured the town, but they were eventually pushed out. Before the full-scale invasion, it was a relatively large town with a population of around 80,000 people. Restaurants, stores, and new businesses were thriving. However, everything changed 1.5 years ago. The town found itself under daily shelling. I vividly remember my stay there last winter. Explosions were heard every few hours. The Russians were systematically destroying civilian infrastructure, trying to make the town uninhabitable, forcing people to leave with the intention of capturing the ruins and reporting another concrete settlement. I want you to understand their strategy. Bombing cities, destroying infrastructure, and creating a dire humanitarian catastrophe is what the Russians refer to as helping the people of Donbas. Russians officially claimed Konstantinivka along with the entire Donetsk region as their territory and even made changes to their constitution to include it. Then they began to systematically destroy it. Yesterday they outdid themselves by deliberately launching a missile into the most densely populated area of Konstantinivka, the market. After the full-scale invasion, some local businesses closed down or left the town, while others were destroyed by rockets and artillery strikes. The market on one of the town squares became the focal point of economic activity in Konstantinivka. That's where the Russians aimed. It is clear that their intention was to strike civilians and kill as many people as possible. Missiles, especially ballistic ones, don't get launched without reconnaissance, targeting, and coordination with commanding officers. They don't randomly land on a square. This is a crime, and dozens of people were complicit. Was who selected the target, was who approved it, and was who aimed and fired the missile. They simply killed nearly 2 dozen innocent people. No one of them protested against this, and no one tried to stop this massacre, because for them we are not human beings. For them, Ukrainians are merely targets in a shooting range that they intend to destroy. Konstantinivka is just one example of how Russians view us. There are many Konstantinivkas throughout Ukraine, numbering in the hundreds. Rockets, shells and drones rain down on peaceful towns and villages every day. There hasn't been a single place where I served since the beginning of this full-scale war that hasn't been targeted by deadly Russian gifts. This is a war of annihilation, with no other objective for the Russians except our complete destruction. Yes, it's the 21st century, it's Europe, and yet we are facing the war of extermination against an entire nation. It seems to me that somewhere along the way, civilization failed.